streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Monday. We're getting close to the draft. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. I am not talking Masters today. It put me to sleep. I may talk baseball. The Dodgers never lose. Joy Taylor is joining me 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. A couple of weeks out from the draft. We're in mid-April. It's a very fun time. I've had people... So when I started doing this years and years and years ago, I've had a couple of friends. They're like, you're addicted to the draft. Like, you're crazy. Like, I like your show, but you're too into the draft. And now two of my friends are like, oh, my God, I love the draft. And I'm like, "It's if you like college football, the NFL, it's the meeting spot.
Like, well, I think the draft has also become so much more important because of the way that free agency has changed and the way that quarterbacks are moving around now. So people are just
making deals
and dealing, and it's made the draft so much more important.
You know, Joy, I think you and I talked about this last week. The NFL is the king. Like, if I did a show in Canada, I would talk 85% hockey. That's what TSN does in Canada. If I was in London, you and I were, we'd talk 90% English Premier League.
Right.
We talk about 65% NFL, but if you count the draft, it's up to about 75%. And the truth is, the American public loves the draft. It will beat the NBA, baseball, and hockey first-round playoffs. Forget regular season ratings. It'll beat their playoff ratings, so it's very, very close. I want to talk about this, though. Everybody's talking about these quarterbacks. So this is anything you are good at, Joy is good at, I am good at, anything you're good at, you will lean into. My wife is a great cook. Her family has a restaurant background. She loves to cook. She loves to throw parties. Why? Because she's a great cook. She gets the show off. We're all like this, right? If you have a great personality, you'd like to socialize. If you're buff, you like to go to the gym, wear a medium shirt. If you're super smart, you know, you like to throw your intellect around on the internet to show off to people. Whatever you're good at, you will lean into. It's very human. We all do it. So I was listening to this. Mark Sanchez, who I think does a great job as a broadcaster, and he was on the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about Zach Wilson, about how he thrives in chaos. And it's really interesting what he says. But Let me ask you, as he describes Zach Wilson, would you want this as your starting NFL quarterback?
He thrives in chaos, meaning when the pocket starts to close down, like that's when he comes alive. Okay. He's not your typical, you know, five steps, hitch, rhythmic kind of guy. I love that. Yeah. I think he's like Brett Favre-ish, but for a coordinator, you just have to know what you're signing up for, right? Like as soon as that ball snap, you might not know exactly where it's going, but good chance it's going to the right spot.
Well, Brett Favre's the greatest guy in chaos ever. He's the all-time leader in interceptions. I don't want my quarterback to be that. Now, that's fun to watch, but that's not only Brett Favre, it's Johnny Manziel in the first 6 years of Michael Vick. And Michael Vick, a friend of mine, has admitted to me. I was so good at ad-libbing, I didn't really have to spend the extra time. And then Michael actually won more later when he became more of a pocket guy. Lamar Jackson, my criticism out of college was, he'll be fine and win games, but is he willing to sit in the pocket as it closes and not run? It's great to be good occasionally in chaos. Mahomes is. But Andy Reid makes sure he's not in chaos very much. And Mahomes, by the way, even this year in the playoffs, was banged up physically. That's what happens when you thrive in chaos. My quarterback's great in chaos is like saying, oh my, I'm going to marry this guy. He's great on vacation. That's like 1% of your marriage. Is he a good hang on a Tuesday night on the couch watching Netflix or Amazon Prime? That's marriage. If you're on a team that is in offensive chaos, you have a crappy coach. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees are almost never in chaos. Because they're so good at the line of scrimmage, Peyton Manning audibled out of chaos. Brett Favre didn't. Brett Favre was not the kind of quarterback intellectually that thrived with that. He was a gunslinger. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was Mr. Ad-Lib. He led the NFL for a couple years in throwaways. Jeff Saturday, his former center, said he would roll his eyes when Mike McCarthy sent a play in. He ad-libbed. It's interesting. He didn't get to the NFC Championship last couple years with McCarthy. Matt LaFleur comes in and says, stop ad-libbing. Play in rhythm. Make read, make throw. Oh, Aaron's been to back-to-back NFC Championships. And oh, by the way, just had his greatest year in a decade. Once Aaron got into rhythm and out of ad-libbing, he was a better quarterback. I mean, Aaron's losing now is not because of Aaron. It's because he didn't have the talent around him. And the other thing is, and if you're a public figure and quarterbacks now are like America's royal family, right? That the media falls in love with highlights. I mean, the media fell in love with Johnny Manziel. My scouts hated Johnny Manziel. He's not an NFL quarterback. He went in the first round. But the media falls in love with the left-handed pass and the behind-the-back pass. And it's a highlight world, YouTube world. But that's like half of 1%. I don't want Zach Wilson to be great in chaos. He's already going to an organization, the Jets, that are always in chaos. I don't want him to be in chaos. I want him to be in lockstep with a head coach and a system. You know, Brett Favre threw an interception in every Packer playoff loss of his career. 9 times he didn't throw a pick. They were 9-0. It's Pete Carroll's number one criticism of Russell Wilson, that sometimes he creates his own chaos. You know, it's funny, my daughter, when she's in college, she's wrapping it up pretty soon. In her first year, we helped her lay out her schedule. And the first thing, if you have a kid in college, you find, you know, they take about 5 classes. But you got like one class is on Tuesday and Thursday, and one's on Wednesday, and then one is on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. And what you find is, they have a lot of free time. In college, you have a lot of free time. If you schedule your classes, 1 o'clock, you're done. And so whenever a college kid says, oh, finals week is chaos, well, don't go to Sharky's on Tuesday night, because you got nothing but time in college to get those 5 courses done and those papers written on Wednesday, so you don't have to rush them in and write 19 papers on Saturday night. Most people, folks, that thrive in chaos create their own chaos. You ever notice that? You ever had a friend like that? They're always late. I have a good friend like that. He's late to everything. And he's a great guy. But he creates his own chaos. He's pretty good at it. But I don't want to live in chaos. I don't want my quarterback to be thriving in chaos. I'll never forget the Brett Favre when he goes to Minnesota. And they're really good. And they should have been in the Super Bowl. The reason they weren't in the Super Bowl was because Brett Favre was great in chaos. Do you remember this play?
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw. Why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Because Favre was addicted to chaos. He loved those moments. He often thrived in those moments. But that's not how you win Super Bowls. By the way, my guess is Aaron Rodgers will win another Super Bowl. And ultimately, it will be in a rhythmic offense. Like Breeze, like Manning, like Brady, like Eli. The runaround guys don't win them. Well, what about Mahomes? Mahomes doesn't run around that much. 99% of his touchdown passes are not in chaos. I'm not here for it. And even if you're great at it, if you are great at anything, you will lean into it and go to your life and your family and your friends. The people that's lives are always like on the edge. They create their own issues. They create their own speed and chaos and trouble and headaches. And then often complain. They're victims. So nobody's here to help me. We've tried, brah. We've tried. Leave earlier for the airport. That's why you keep missing flights. We've tried. All right. So I saw something this weekend. Very interesting, Joy. Listen, Brooklyn is a lot of fun to watch, but they are a finesse team with finesse stars and a finesse coaching staff. Everybody's allergic to defense. The Lakers, we know, play great defense. When LeBron's healthy and AD's healthy, that's the best defensive team in the league. Then they added Andre Drummond, who's a power guy. So one's finesse and one's power. They met Saturday, and the Lakers didn't have AD and LeBron and rolled Brooklyn. Just something to think about. Are we falling for something in the NBA that we fell for? I did. That we fell for last year. We'll talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We were talking about this last week, top of next hour, Colin Wright, Colin Wrongjoy, about how there's in recent history that in the media, we fall for this. I'll just speak for myself. The glitzy offense, Gonzaga basketball. But when the glitzy offense, Gonzaga basketball, meets the great tough defense, Baylor, look what happens. The glitzy offense, Kansas City, faces the in-your-face defense, Tampa. Ask Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers how that went last year, 0-3. Power beats finesse. Because finesse doesn't make power uncomfortable physically or intimidated. It can often beat it. But tough and physical in the octagon, on a football field, or a basketball court can intimidate and take finesse out of their game. So the Lakers are a power team with a power coach, Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel's known as a guy that would slow it down, pound the ball, loves bigs. He loves Andre Drummond. He'll take another one. He's a great big man coach, and he likes to slow it down and pound. And that is LeBron as his age. That's AD, and that's Andre Drummond. Even Rondo can be physical. Dennis Schroeder can be physical. Brooklyn's a finesse team. Kyrie Irving is an awful defensive player. Harden's an awful defensive player. Durant's not an awful defensive player, but he's more of a finesse seven-footer who can shoot, and probably the greatest shooting big in the history of the game. But it's really interesting. So they played Saturday night. Now, the teams weren't healthy, but LeBron and AD were not there, and the Lakers pounded Brooklyn physically. Dennis Schroeder did whatever he wanted before he was ejected. Andre Drummond did whatever he wanted. And are we falling into a trap that I did last year? I loved the Clippers last year, but they never played together. They never played together. Remember the Clippers last year? They're 12-1 when healthy. Yeah, the problem is they were never healthy. And then they got to the playoffs, and Doc Rivers told me a month ago on my podcast, he said, we just never play together. You cannot find your chemistry in the playoffs. The playoffs, it's like a magnifying glass to bad skin. The playoffs, they take your little flaws and expose all of them. So the big three in Brooklyn have played together 7 games. That's it. So we know this Brooklyn team is awful defensively. They just got Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. Those guys don't play defense either. Kyrie doesn't. Harden doesn't. KD can, but you don't want KD grinding it on the defensive end. He's the great closer in the game. So it's a bad defensive team with a coaching staff and Mike D'Antoni and Steve Nash who were allergic to defense. Remember when they were together in Phoenix, Nash the player, D'Antoni the coach? No defense. It is a finesse basketball team that doesn't like defense and doesn't have chemistry yet. What are the Lakers? A power team that has unbelievable chemistry. They've had great chemistry. And so it's just very interesting when we see power and defense and chemistry play these finesse offenses. And by the way, we know Brooklyn's talented. And in the East, just nobody matches up with them. But let's worry about the West, because if you look at their three best players, KD gets hurt a lot. Kyrie is undependable emotionally, and Harden needs the whistle in the playoffs. None of those have changed. And I just think it's very interesting is Brooklyn is good enough to literally rest two of their stars and win, and they are. But boy, when you watch them Saturday, you can see a little Baylor Gonzaga. You can see a little Buccaneers Chiefs in that where the power to, we're all caught up in, oh, who will be able to guard these guys? Who will Kyrie, Harden, and KD be able to guard? Vogel has a history. I remember when Vogel had Roy Hibbert, an undependable Paul George, and gave Miami, Wade Bosch, and LeBron fits. Slowed it down. Pound the ball. You know, stick somebody around the rim. Don't let Kyrie and Harden score at the rim. It's just interesting is that we got a finesse team with no chemistry developed. Good luck finding that in the playoffs. That is just a bad place to try to magically create chaos. Clippers had the best roster in the league last year. They looked awful all postseason. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Someone who hasn't looked awful all season is Zion.
Oh, my gosh.
The Pelicans have been without Lonzo for the last two games, and that's given Zion the opportunity to play point guard, and he has been incredible in that position. So on Friday, he was close to his first career triple-double with 37 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists against the Sixers. And then last night, he logged another spectacular performance, 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists against the Cavs. After the game, he said that playing that the point guard just feels natural. Believe it or not, Zion Williamson wasn't the biggest player on his youth team. So his coaches focused a lot on developing his point guard skills. And that came in handy, especially because he grew from 5'9" to 6'6" between 8th and 10th grade. I always feel bad for boy moms when they have those crazy gross I'm like, how do you keep up with buying these kids clothes? Like, literally in 2 months, they need all new shoes.
My son now is taller than dad. He's 15. I grew from fives. I have my driver's license when I was 5'7". I was a junior in high school. I was 6'2 or 6'1 and a half after a summer. I remember coming back and my basketball coach went, I got a 6'1 shooting guard.
It's wild. Because girls, we stop growing at like 14.
That's why girls get offered scholarships, college scholarships.
So because you know how big they're going to be.
13, 14 years old. Yeah.
That my brother grew 2 inches in college. So I don't know. But anyway, he was 5'9 in 8th grade and 6'6 in 10th grade. So in that time, his coaches developed his point guard skills, which are now translating to the NBA.
He is just right now, you could argue in the last 3 weeks, he's the best player in the league.
He's been remarkable, and it's to the point that Nick Wright always brings up with us. His efficiency rate is what is staggering. I think we sometimes get a little too desensitized to greatness. This happens a lot with LeBron. We just start comparing him to himself because he's that good, and we just get kind of numb to what he's actually accomplishing, and that's already kind of starting to happen with Zion.
Yeah, Zion shoots 16 times a game. That's it, and ends up with 32. I mean, he's just, you know what I love with Zion? And this is what's funny, because he's like a 285-pound man. And the average NBA guy is probably like 214. Even the bigs are like 260, 240. He leans in on every shot he takes. Mm-hmm. Everything he does is leaning in. Well, who wants to get run over and trucked by a 285-pound,
And it causes fatigue throughout the game as well.
He's just, everything is moving toward you. He is a tough guy to guard.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Pelicans do over the next couple years, because he's developing quickly, and they're going to need to keep up and put pieces around him.
Yeah.
So Drew Lock has not been the franchise quarterback the Broncos were hoping for so far. Denver has been linked to reports that they're trying to upgrade at the position and move off of him, but Locke is still trying to prove he's the guy for the job. So Broncos guard Dalton Risner says that Locke has been putting a lot of work in with Peyton Manning. He revealed that Peyton is a big fan of Drew Lock's, and the two quarterbacks have been watching film together this offseason. Does that move the needle for you at all?
Well, here's a classic guy who's good in chaos. He's an ad libber. He's a basketball player playing quarterback. Drew Lock needs to play more in rhythm.
He does. He's going into his third year. So for all of those, be patient with the young quarterbacks, this is the year, right, that he is supposed to take that significant step up if he is the guy. Now, I don't know if the Broncos are going to be patient enough or have seen enough from him, but this was the argument with Josh Allen. Worked out for them.
By the way, he and Baker Mayfield have something in common. They really have great supporting cast. I mean, they had a Pro Bowl left tackle in Denver. They have excellent young receivers, an emerging star at tight end, and very good backs like Baker. But Baker last year became more of a rhythm quarterback, played in a system, and Baker flourished.
Yeah.
Can you get, and Baker's got a lot of attitude. Drew Lock similarly. Can you get him to buy into a system? Because Drew and Baker can do the same thing. They can play very casually. just kind of, it feels
no,
like.
No, they do. But I think Baker has and I don't know if Drew Lock does or he doesn't, but you can see with Baker that the team does buy into Baker. Like, his teammates do like him.
Yeah.
He has that ability to relate to people and that leadership quality. So yeah. I don't know if Drew has that or not, but, you know, his attitude seems to translate to the locker room, and he has completely leaned into Cleveland, like where he feels like he now feels like Cleveland. He's bought into it. He's embraced the city. The fans love him. So he's become kind of an integral part of that locker room as well in Baker. So I don't know if Drew has done that, if they've seen enough with him yet.
He's not lacking talent. Drew Lock can move. He's got a great arm.
He's lacking consistency.
He reminds me a little of Jay Cutler, where he's going to kind of do it his own way, and he'll never truly buy into coaching. So if Peyton can get him to buy into coaching, you've got a talented, because he's got a great arm.
So after the 49ers trade up to the third pick in the draft, Mac Jones quickly became the favorite to be their selection, but apparently that choice is not a done deal yet. Peter King said that while his guess is that Jones will be in San Francisco, the team has not made a final decision on who they're going to draft yet. Peter King said next week that will be crucial for their decision making. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are expected to both attend Justin Fields and Trey Lance's second pro days. The Patriots are also expected to attend Justin Fields' pro day on Wednesday, reportedly. So
Peter's saying they haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't know why you need to decide right now. There's still pro days going on. You still have 2 weeks to decide what you're going to do with that position. Now, that's assuming that we know that Zach Wilson's going to the Jets, which it seems all reports are pointing to that. You obviously want to be prepared in case they don't. But I'm as confused as you are as this Mac Jones thing. I don't understand what happened between the end of the season and now that's made him jump Justin Fields. He has the same amount of starts as Trey Lance, by the way.
And Trey Lance is the guy that never starts.
Yeah, and then the knock is that we haven't seen enough from Trey Lance, but they have the same amount of starts. So I understand we didn't see him last year, so there is a little bit of recency bias with Mac Jones. But if you're looking at, like, talent and tape, I don't know. I'm with you. I think that there is some value to being in positions where you're uncomfortable in college because you're going to be uncomfortable in the NFL, which is also why I lean towards Justin Fields, because I think that Justin Fields has had more uncomfortable moments where he's had to make plays than Mac Jones has had to.
Well, and also, let's be honest about it. Justin Herbert played in big college games. And I think Joe Burrow played in big college games. And Justin Herbert has played in big college games. And Trevor Lawrence played in big college games. Zach Wilson hasn't. I'm sorry, he's like from a small town in Utah. BYU, this year, their schedule. Usually BYU plays good teams. This year, you know, they had half a schedule. What's the biggest game he's ever played in? Utah, BYU, go to New York? Man, that is a jump.
Well, you don't necessarily have to come from a big college with NFL players.
You don't.
You can elevate your team. I think that has value. The freelancing thing that Sanchez is talking about and, you know, operating in chaos. I want you to have the ability to operate in chaos, but prefer for everything to be structured.
Yeah. If you're in chaos a lot, you have a bad coach. You should not, or you're really bad.
Or you're making it up as you go.
Yeah. You're just kind of not willing to go all in on.
I think as a quarterback, your preference would be, I want to follow what the game plan is.
Of course.
Like, that makes things easier on you. Having to run around and remix the play and make things up as you go means that your offensive line is falling apart, or you're constantly looking to use your legs when you don't have to.
Right. You're buying in. You're addicted to what you're good at, which is very human.
Off script. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens in life. If you can sing, you sing in the shower, you sing in the car, you have a core. I mean, if you can sing, then you sing.
Right.
Because you're good at it. And people tell you you're good at it. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content guy, MMQB, joining us now, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, so we'll start with this. You have the details, the nitty-gritty, on my guy Sam Darnold going to Carolina. You have a story about how it went down, which, by the way, we thought it was a good move. We thought if he was available in this draft, he would be considered one of the top quarterbacks. So how did it go down?
Well, really, there are three flashpoints, Colin. And I think it's no secret that the owner, David Tepper, put some pressure on the football people to try to find a solution at the quarterback position. And it was pretty clear early on in the offseason that they didn't view Teddy Bridgewater as that solution. So, you know, really, I think you want to look at three flashpoints. Number one, they put together a massive offer for Matthew Stafford. They offered the 8th overall pick, a 3rd rounder, and Teddy Bridgewater. Ultimately, the Rams wind up outbidding them, so they strike out there. Then they were very aggressive in looking at Deshaun Watson. Obviously, that situation is what it is, and they couldn't go forward with it the same way that maybe they had previously. You know, and then the third piece of this really was the 49ers trade. And all they had to do is start counting and looking at how the quarterbacks were going to come off the board. And you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, quarterback at 1, quarterback at 2, quarterback at 3, maybe a quarterback at 4, and then another team could jump in front of us. So now the potential is there that there's not going to be a quarterback that we value at 8. And if we wait now, there's a good chance we're going to come out of this with Teddy Bridgewater and not a whole lot else. And so they had kind of kept the lines of communication open with the Jets going back to the middle of February and really liked a lot of things about Sam Darnold. There were some connections in the organization to Darnold. Matt Rhule had talked to Sam Darnold when the Jets were looking at hiring Rhule a couple of years ago. And so things kind of came together there. And, you know, I the best way that I think to describe Sam Darnold going to Carolina right now is the Panthers are sort of throwing a dart at that quarterback board. They like him a lot, but he also doesn't constrict them from doing anything else in the position that they might want to do.
All right. Multiple reporters I respect are now conflicted on San Francisco at 3. Some are saying it is Mac Jones. Peter King is saying, oh, no, it's not yet. What do we know about the Niners moving up to 3 in their quarterback selection?
I mean, I've been told for a couple of weeks now that they really viewed 5 quarterbacks in this draft as having first-round ability. Now, obviously, 2 of those are going to be off the board. We're all presuming those 2 are going to be Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. And, you know, part of the reason why the Niners wanted to do the deal early and move up early and be aggressive about it when they were was so that they could kind of finish off the process and not have to hide, not have to kind of duck around to get information. They wanted to be able to do all of this out there in the open. And a big piece of it is getting to see the guys throw live. So they've already done that with Mac Jones. They'll get to do it with Justin Fields this week on Wednesday. And they'll get to do it with Trey Lance a week from today in Fargo. And here's what's really interesting about it, Colin. I do not deny that they like Mac Jones. There's a lot there that matches what Kyle Shanahan has liked in quarterbacks and valued in quarterbacks in the past. Consider this, though. For both Justin Fields and Trey Lance, right, those second pro days are not going to be run by the throwing coaches. So John Beck's not running Justin Fields' pro day, and Quincy Avery isn't running Trey Lance's pro day. Both of those guys have agreed to let the NFL coaches on hand run those pro days. So the Niners are literally going to be able to go to Columbus and go to Fargo and tell those guys what to do. Here's what we need to see. And so I think this has really given the Niners a chance to take a look at two guys who I think most scouts would argue have more upside than Mac Jones in Trey Lance and Justin Fields and get a really thorough evaluation. It's all because they were able to do that deal early.
All right, Atlanta number 4. I don't believe they will either take a quarterback because they'll trade out of it, or if they do have a pick, they probably won't get a quarterback. What are you hearing? Kyle Pitts, to me, after the quarterbacks are taken, is the only lock in this draft or one of a very short list. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
I've heard there's robust discussion in the organization about it, and I do think that there will be a quarterback that they like there at 4. The question is whether or not they like it. They like that quarterback enough to sort of reset their timeline organizationally. And the interesting thing about the Falcons, Colin, if you look at their roster, they need cheap young talent on that roster. But if you look at like the 7 or 8 best players in the team, there's actually a really strong core there, you know? And so if they can fill out the rest of the roster, there's reason to believe that they could win over the next couple of years. And then maybe look at the quarterback decision, the quarterback transition in 2023, 2024. And you add that to the way that they've mortgaged Matt Ryan's contract. Separating from Matt Ryan's not going to be easy logistically from a financial standpoint either. And so these are all things that are being considered. And it's not just about how much they may like Trey Lance or Justin Fields. More so, it's about how that fits into where they are as a team. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, you look at the other two options, the idea of adding Kyle Pitts to an offense that already has a lot of high picks on the offensive line and Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, or trading down and being able to add a bunch of role players to a roster that's pretty decent. You can see why the Falcons might look at that and say, you know, if we feel like this core has got a chance to win, maybe we ought to give it a go for the next year or two and then reassess the quarterback position down the line.
By the way, there was a story last week. An agent, a coach, an executive, a scout were asked about Aaron Rodgers and the management in Green Bay, the mm-hmm. relationship, which we all know is tense. Okay, we're not going to deny that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been stuff published for multiple years on that. Even Matt LaFleur comes in, it's not McCarthy, it's still tense. So mm-hmm. one of the agent, I thought, had the most interesting thing to say. And the agent was like, I've talked to Green Bay. They're like, we'd love to do a deal, but we have to get some things reworked. Well, Aaron's the number one cap hit in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Number one. I mean, Brady's like 120, right? Like, mm-hmm. so it is somewhat of an issue. What do you make of that story? What do you make of the idea? You know, the agent basically said he thinks Green Bay has gone to Aaron, and Aaron's like, stubborn. That was kind of his guess. Your thoughts?
Well, here's what's interesting about it, Colin. This is a nuance, and Aaron's not the only one who has this sort of thing in his contract. But you know, I actually went and found the actual language, and it even has like Aaron Rodgers' initials at the bottom of it. That's filed to the league and to the union, and the language in the contract reads that the Packers can automatically reconfigure his contract and take what's base salary money, convert it into bonus money, and automatically save $9 million on their salary cap right now, today. They have not done that. They don't need to go ask permission from him. It's something that can be done automatically, and it's part of the contract. So I think then your question becomes, well, why haven't they done that?
Right.
And that could play into like the approach of in team building, because if you move that money forward, now all of a sudden you're mortgaging it. That bill is going to come due at some point. And the Packers typically haven't built their team that way. Aaron Rodgers wants them to act with some urgency. And I think, you know, he looked at the way that he was eliminated and the team that eliminated him from the playoffs and the urgency with which the Bucs have built around Tom Brady and said, I want some of that. Well, how have the Bucs been able to pull that off, building with urgency? You know what they did, Colin? They mortgaged a bunch of contracts. They pushed money forward. They said, we're going to worry about that stuff when Tom Brady's gone. And so that's what's so interesting about this, is that the Packers have an automatic lever in that contract that allows them to do to Aaron Rodgers' contract what the Bucs have done to a bunch of contracts, to build with more urgency, and the Packers have not yet done it. So I think that's like sort of a nuance here and something that everyone should keep an eye on as we go forward, because I do think that they could sit down with Aaron and say, we're going to do this, and here's how we're going to use the money we've saved. That hasn't happened yet, and I'm not sure why.
Albert Breer on a Monday. Thanks, man. Great talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Colin right, Colin wrong, top of the hour. Coming up next, you know, NHL's hate. Like if somebody fails at something, and then they're like, well, it just didn't mean that much to me anyway. It's like, oh, that's convenient. Kevin Durant's doing a little bit of that right now in Brooklyn. We'll talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kevin Durant, I am a big believer. I watch your actions. I don't really care about your words. I mean, I'll listen to your words, but your actions tell me what matters to you. Okay. That's why when Drew Brees said something that ticked his teammates off, my takeaway is, well, his actions over the last 15 years have been great for the state of Louisiana, great for New Orleans, great for teammates, black teammates, white teammates. I'm not going to kill a guy because he has a bad comment. His actions told me he was a good teammate. He was a good person. He's given to a lot of charity. Kevin Durant's funny. He has this quote this week. It's not the end all be all why I play the game to win championships. That's funny because your actions are kind of different. Didn't you leave Oklahoma City? I mean, you were having fun there because you weren't winning championships. I mean, why would you leave there? You had a Hall of Fame teammate. The coach was great. The city loved you. It sold out every game. You couldn't beat LeBron. You couldn't get to the championship. Why are you keep joining forces with Steph Curry? Because it wasn't because you'd been to San Francisco and loved it. It wasn't because you had a relationship with Steph Curry or Draymond Green. You and Steve Kerr never really got along. You went there to win championships. That was your actions. And by the way, then you go to Brooklyn and you recruit Kyrie Irving. And to some degree, James Harden. Well, James Harden has never been the easiest guy to play with, and Kyrie can go missing in action at any point. So you didn't join him for chemistry. You joined him for championships. So your actions are, you keep moving around because you want to be the man and win championships, which I don't have a problem with. Aaron Rodgers does this a little too. It's a little convenient. Aaron will say this. Well, there's more than just winning championships. Well, then why does Aaron get upset with Packer management when they don't sign really good players so he can beat Tom Brady? Like, Brady and LeBron, so much of being great is mentality. Like, Russell Wilson's obsessed. Kobe was obsessed. LeBron's obsessed. Brady's obsessed. Breeze was obsessed. And listen, if KD and Aaron Rodgers aren't obsessed, I'm good. But both of your actions, both of you, by the way, can be passive-aggressive, disappointed often, don't take well to criticism. Well, why? If it didn't matter, if ratings and revenue didn't matter to me in radio, and that's mostly what it's about. My industry, radio is not about the critics liking you. How are my ratings? How's my revenue? Check, check. If they're good, Joy and I are happy. But if I didn't care about that, then I would never care about any criticism. But I listen to criticism because I want the show to be good. I want my advertisers to be happy. I want to get a rating. Just acknowledge it. Don't be like finished second place in life and conveniently, yeah, it doesn't mean that much. I mean, I asked her out on a date. She said no, but yeah, I didn't really like her anyway. You asked her for a reason. You were attracted. You thought you could get an opportunity to, whatevs, and it didn't happen. Just own it. But when Kevin says, you know, winning championships is not the be-all, end-all, that is not your career. You keep bouncing around to places to win championships. He talks about his personal growth. Personal growth is a lot more funny with a trophy. It's a lot. Personal growth is fine for Aaron and KD. It's way Tom Brady's got personal growth and trophies. LeBron's got personal growth and trophies. So give me a break. You went to Brooklyn. Why didn't you go to Brooklyn by yourself if it was all about personal growth? Just go by yourself. Oh, you got Kyrie, who, by the way, is a hard guy to play with. Hard in Boston, hard on LeBron. You went there for one reason. Kyrie is super talented. One of the great finishers in the history of the NBA under 6'3". He may be the best ever. And you know that. You know the playoffs are about finishing. So I'm not into, you know, conveniently, I don't care as much as you think. Just come out and say it. It sucks losing to LeBron. It's no fun not winning. I mean, did you see Aaron Rodgers' face when he walked up to Tom, when Tom beat him in Lambeau? Did Aaron look happy? Did it look like, winning is, you know, it's like number four? It seemed to me Aaron hated it. Their mentality means a lot. Just come clean on it. Otherwise, Aaron wouldn't get mad at Packer management, and KD, you'd just stay in Oklahoma City. This is about winning. You know, I've heard people say this about industries. Well, I just do it for fun. Have fun in your own time. When I'm looking to hire people for this show, I want to have fun. Get a dog. Go to the park. This is work. It's not fun. Some days it's fun. Joy and I laugh a lot. This is work. You want to have fun? Griffith Park's right around the corner. It's a good time. Take a Frisbee. Have a time of your life. All right. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of next hour. Boy, the Browns add another player, Jadeveon Clowney. Looks like he's going to become a Brown. That's a good football team. Cleveland fans are like, hey, going to have to pick us to win the AFC North. Yeah, I just did last week. Cleveland is going to win the AFC. Cincinnati's not good enough. Pittsburgh has got too many issues. And you'll battle with Baltimore to the end. But right now, Cleveland has a better roster than everybody in the NFL, not named Tampa Bay, Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure if there's another one. I'm not sure. All right. Hour two on a Monday, live in LA. It's The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.